The Washington Square project should be back underway soon after City of Tallahassee officials approved a settlement with the developers. I'm Blaze Ganey. The City of Tallahassee and Fairmont Development have come to an agreement that will allow the developers to use parts of the first floor of the parking garage on Gaston Street. City Attorney Cassandra Jackson spent the weekend working with developers.
Part of the settlement agreement, Fairmont will purchase the easement interest in the first floor of the east side parking garage for $10,000 without competitive bidding, and the 2016 easement will be amended to clarify that Fairmont's interest runs with the land and encumbers the city's property.
Jackson says the change came after the city realized Fairmont would need the space for more than the city initially thought.
When requests are made to put something in the property that may look like it's more indicative of the ownership of the property as opposed to you're just using it for storage and parking, when you get those kind of requests, then you get an indicator that perhaps there's not a oneness of mind on what the easement is intended for.
To solve this problem in the future, City Commissioner Jeremy Matlow wants the city to make sure not to enter into perpetual agreements.
In the future, kind of like what we did tonight, we just sold the easement rights and the air rights. That's clean. Everybody can understand it. And I think in the future, that's the policies we should use.
Over the next 30 days, both the city and developers will be working with appraisers to put a price on the garage. The developers want to buy the garage outright. Jackson says while the city doesn't have to agree, they've promised to use good faith efforts to try and come to an agreement.